voice journal in November, what, 27th, 2016. It's been a really interesting week and a half or so for me. It seems for the first time in a long time I've been having, well, maybe not the first time, but I've been having this just long stretch of even keeledness, and it seems to be, I mean, I don't know if I'm just projecting this, but it seems to have a correspondence with whenever I have acne, and I've always noticed that, but I've been having a lot of acne, which really makes me think a lot about whether the Accutane, taking the Accutane is really the culprit for what I consider somewhat of a bipolar disorder in myself. I'm just trying not to get too used to it. At the same time, I'm just chugging along. I just need to remind myself that, you know, there always are these times of clarity and even-keeledness, and, you know, I have to put so much energy into just being able to be okay sometimes, that when things, I don't have to work too hard like I do now. Like now, it's really easy to get blindsided when things get really rough. And it's so hard to, it's so easy to forget, and it's so hard to quantify what really hard is. You know, after really dissecting myself and being sober, not caffeinating, and trying to be mindful of my sleep patterns, I think the best way to describe, you know, when things are hard, it's when I'm just overwhelmed and I can't focus, and I really honestly can't even, my vocabulary drops, and I'm so overwhelmed with stimulation or thoughts that I can't even begin to start one thing. And I don't know, maybe it's, you know, maybe it's me being able to organize my life, and maybe I'm feeling empowered and even keeled because I've been able to get my life in order, and I'm really fortunate to not have to be working. I mean, there's so many things that are going this way, seem to be going for me, so it's hard to know which one is really the root cause. One of the things I'm going to start, based upon a doctor's recommendation, and I thought maybe this would really be one of the root causes of my flippity-floppity brain, which is starting taking vitamin D supplements. I'll probably be starting that on the next new moon, and just be watching myself closely. Oh, here's the pink umbrella guy. Hi, pink umbrella guy. But yeah, I've just been feeling really blessed and fortunate, and, you know, or maybe it's also because the wife has been able to have, so much time off recently, and I haven't had that stress, but I don't know. I mean, I'm just need to remind myself that it may not always be like this, and I may be back to being flippity-floppity, but I just need to know that, you know, those hard times actually make me stronger, and when things are good, that just makes me that much stronger to be able to deal and be the person that I want to be, or would like, you know. And it's easy to, it's when you start being that person that you want to be, and it doesn't take too much energy. I mean, it can be a compounding problem when things get hard again, and then you're hard on yourself because you're not able to be or act or get done what you want to get done. One of the things I'm really excited about right now is if this consistency comes with any type of regular interval, I really feel like a lot of the creative projects that I've been wanting to get off the ground, and well, things are already off the ground, but things that I want to get finished, like the album, JC Nye's album, my next album, and yeah, there's this really punk guy I just drove by surfing today. That was a big test for me. I congratulated him on a really nice wave, and he just looked at me, just straight up, totally ignored me like a little baby. And I still don't know. I think I took a road that was productive. I was focusing before he did that about how I have this really deep feeling that, you know, there's not much of a separation between us, you know, that it's mostly an illusion of our ego. And I was thinking about how I often like to say that other people are me, and I am other people. And I was thinking that right before he was so rude to me. And I know he heard me, because he looked at me straight in the eye, and I didn't say it quietly. I said, "Really nice, that looked like a fun wave." And he just looked at me like a college, like a high school senior to a freshman. And it hurt. I mean, I think that's one of the things about me, is that I'm like crazy sensitive to those kinds of things. I want to be accepted so much, you know. I don't understand why people don't want to accept other people, you know. Especially because of this really low level of feeling that we're all the same and we all are each other. But where was I? I was talking about getting the album done. But yeah, I really am feeling, I mean, even the fact that I'm giving this journal entry feels good. I think right now too, I've been watching thinking about my wiki, and thinking about how, you know, I don't want the wiki to become something that I obsess over. So I look back and I have something, and I'm like, this is me, you know, this is important. And I mean, I do have this drive and I don't know if it comes from my dad or my upbringing as being evangelical, that like what I feel and what I say, or where I'm going, you know, has value. And for some reason I need to document it. I mean, I'm worried I'm gonna die. I don't know. But I look around me and I look at the world and I see my vision and of society and where I want things to go to have a lot of value. You know, I can't tell anybody I don't believe in telling anybody how to live their life, you know. But rambling again, but so projects. What are the projects that I want to get done? I mean, family is not a project. Family is life. It's just, you know, trying to be the best I am for my family at best I can, to be the best father for my children. But after that, I mean, the bigger goals that reach out outside of my family, in which I dream that will support my family in a societal way, or have the possibility of doing so, is really this Share Moon idea. And, you know, it's interesting right now. We're really comfortable in the cottage, and we're really blessed. I'm really blessed. I mean, crazy blessed and crazy fortunate to be in the situation that I'm in right now, and we're in as a family. You know, saying earlier, like, I'm so sensitive, like, working in a situation that I don't believe in is so morally defeating to me, that I just, you know, I don't feel like I can be myself. And sometimes, you know, in the past, I expected myself to be able to man up and toughen up, but the dreamer side of me is so strong that I can't let it not affect me emotionally, to the point of not being able to consistently just be thinking that I'm not able to fill my potential. And now that I've been given this opportunity, you know, to to step a lot closer to what I feel is fulfilling my potential, which is being the best dad I can, first and foremost. And then, you know, from there, really, I'm dreaming of this technological platform, or just a platform and philosophy that focuses on community and realizes that the only way for long-term sustainability is, you know, the closest amount of cooperation and the highest level of transparency. So resources, time, and energy, and care, and love can be, you know, distributed to those who need it. But yeah, I'm also, obviously, with the ShareMoon platform, I'm really now I'm at this point where I think it's time to start creating a roadmap. You know, when I first popped into my head, like, this is what I gotta do, and this is the way I want the world, or Zio, pocket of the world, to function, it was so, you know, overwhelming that it just, this was like a kick in the face. And now reality and sets in, and so how do I then live, kind of thing, you know. And I'm figuring it out, and I'm at Capoeira, and get to see my daughter do lots of cartwheels and be extra happy. I mean, life couldn't be much better. All right, by myself. I'll see you later.